101.3 CFM's Bree and Gaundy.
It's the sound of summer, Bree. Does that make you change the channel straight away, or
no? I love cricket.
Do you
cricket.
Stick around for the theme song, and then once the cricket starts,
can I just say, I'm a female who loves sport. I watch everything. I'm keen. Rugby league, give it to me. Tennis.
Yep.
Basketball. The cricket. I just can't bring myself to watch it.
You don't mind the 2020 though, right?
I like the 2020 and okay. I go to the 2020s. I even came up with the idea to having a 1-1.
That's right, yeah.
One over each.
One over each way. We need to do that. We should do that on the coast. And let's have a 1-over game.
Okay.
And let's get maybe a school choir or something who can play this theme song.
I like that.
While we play it.
The 1-1. Would you come along to it?
Do you reckon, is there any school choirs or anyone with musical abilities that can play the cricket theme song?
That would be
the
hilarious.
The Santa Summer from Channel 9.
I've got one last idea to make the cricket more exciting, which we could bring to our 1-1 match.
Yes.
Instead of the, what is it called, the pitch?
Yeah.
What's the thing that they have to cover?
The wicket in the morning. Yeah, the wicket. Yeah.
Instead of that, make that into a slip and slide.
Okay.
So instead of running between wickets, you have to slip and slide between wickets.
Can't see that working, but
that is
sure.
That is a good time.
I take all suggestions.
And shirts and skins, obviously.
In the suggestions box. Do you really want shirtless?
Well, you'd be the shirtless team.
Ugh, don't know if we'd get a crowd to that. They've named the top 11 of all time. They put out a survey. 5,000 people did the survey.
Mm-hmm.
And they've come up with the best 11 Aussie cricketers of all time. Do you know 11 Aussie cricketers, Bree?
Ooh.
Here's a question for you. Do you know 11 Aussie cricketers?
Ooh.
Name some cricketers that you know. Let's see if you can get through 11, and let's see if you can get close to the best team ever announced. All right? Hit me with your first one. Who have you got? Who do you know?
Merv Hughes
did not make the list. No Merv.
Brett Lee
did not make the list.
Shane Warne,
I'll give you that one.
Yes.
Warney's in there. That's three.
Mark Waugh.
Ooh. Steve Waugh, yes. Mark Waugh.
Oh, that was my next guess, so I get that one.
Mark Waugh, no.
Ricky
Steve
Ponting.
Waugh's in there. Ricky Ponting made a list.
Yes.
How many have you named there now? Six. You got five to go.
Mitchell Johnson.
Yeah, there we go. You know more than you think. Are you just naming the most attractive ones you can think of, or how do you know these players?
No idea.
Okay.
It's in my brain for some reason. What's the guy, the wicket keeper, the iconic wicket keeper? What's his name?
There's a couple.
The one that...
Can't give it to you. You've got to name it.
You know who I'm talking about.
Gilchrist. He's in there.
Adam Gilchrist.
Ian Healy. Not in there. No,
I was thinking of Gilchrist.
Okay, you've named eight. You've got three to go. You've done pretty well, I've got to say. Done really well.
Oh, what's that guy's name that's been a real
great batsman
in the last 5 years? Oh, what's his name? He hits massive shots all the time. You know who I'm talking about.
Promoting the OLED TVs at the moment.
He does that celebration.
Warner. Didn't
Dave
make the
Warner?
List. No, not Dave.
Is that his name?
Is it Dave Warner?
Yeah.
Okay,
we'll
just stop there.
Yes, I knew something. God, he did it.
I knew. I'm looking at all these. I'm looking at all these cricket names, and I'm getting a bit muddled up with all the names.
Becomes the messy.
All right, you got one more to go. Come on, name two more to go.
Two more.
Can you do it? Come on, two more to go. The cricket theme's done. Come on. Who have you got? Hit me with two more.
We had him on our show.
Who?
Michael Clarke.
Didn't make the list.
Really?
No Clarkey's not on the list. He didn't make it, Bree. No Clarkey. One more to go.
What about Richie Benno?
Richie Benno.
Is he on the list?
He's not on the list. You did pretty well. Do you know any of these names? Matthew Hayden.
Yes.
Justin Langer.
No.
Ponting, your name. Steve Waugh, your name. Alan Border. Remember Alan Border?
The Alan Border medal.
Yes.
How did I miss him?
Greg Chappell made the list. Gilly, you got. Warner, you got. Glenn McGrath.
Of course, the big unit.
The big unit.
The big lanky guy.
Who I spotted at the airport that one time. Dennis Lilly. The Mo.
Oh, yep.
Fast bowler.
Yep.
And Mitchell Johnson, who you got. So
I didn't do too bad.
You did very well.
That's from going to those 2020s.
You did very... Not many of those players played 2020s.
I only get 20%.
The one one cricket match needs to go ahead, one over
each.
We're
going to make that happen.
We're make
Flip
that happen.
And slide is the crease.
Don't know about that.
No, that's
we'll
going
our
ahead.
Teams, and if there's anyone that can play that Channel 9 theme song for us, maybe a choir or something, get in touch.
That would be
13,
a good
12,
time.
16, or hit up our Facebook.
Bree and Gondi on CFM.
Hey, just the other day I brought you the story of the Corona guy who passed away at the age of 99.
The guy who invented Coronas.
Yeah, Antonio Fernandez.
Antonio. Fernandez.
He was from a Spanish village.
Mm-hmm.
77 people in the village.
So that's where he grew up, right?
Yeah, 77 people. Done a lot for the village over his years. He's a billionaire and, you know, he brought the village water, electricity. He funded the bars there. They stocked the Corona beers. They only stocked beers from his company, so it's helped out big time. And they all found out they were going to get $2 million each off the back of his passing.
Was this in his will?
I'm going to give you an update. Whole thing was made up.
So you told a story the other day.
No, it's real. A German newspaper made up the fact that they're all getting $2 million each.
So you told a story.
They believed it.
That was made up.
And then, hey, I'm not the fool here. All the people in the village who thought they were getting $2 million are the ones that have been tricked.
You believed it as well.
Well, so did you when I told you.
Yeah, because I trust you.
And I trust German newspapers.
And I trust the Daily Mail.
I trust everything I read online. Everything is fact.
Oh, well, that's disappointing.
Can you imagine if I lived in that village and found out I was getting $2 million, I would have spent every dollar I owned in my bank account.
The whole town is going to be homeless.
And then when I would have found out I'm not getting a cent.
They all went out and bought jet skis because that's what everyone buys when they win the lotto.
Jet skis that they can no longer afford and no one else in the town can now buy the jet ski off that person because they got no money either.
There's not even any bodies of water around that town. They just wanted jet skis.
Just to show they were rich and had $2 million.
You know when you see someone with a jet ski, you're like, they've got money to splash around.
That's on my list, a jet ski. I can't afford it anytime soon.
Is.
But anyway, these poor people are now not getting a cent, unfortunately. All the money goes to the family, so no one...
So why would they make up such
know.
A cruel story?
German newspapers, man, you can't trust them. Honestly. You can't trust the German newspapers, Bree.
That is horrible.
I made the joke last week about the guy who, you know, if you were going to give everyone in the town $2 million, except that one guy that you hated.
Imagine the one that everyone hated.
He'd be stoked now.
Now he's walking around like the guy who everyone hates would do and go, told you so.
Hey, good luck with that jet ski, idiot.
Bree and Gondi on CFM.
Love a good blast from the past, Bree, and there's been a lot of talk on our show the last couple of days of this guy.
They came bounding over. And I just made it into the front door in time.
It was a current affair, what, about 6-7 years ago?
Yeah, a little while ago. Aussie icon.
His name's Ray Graham and he joins us right now. Morning, Ray.
Morning, Ray.
Morning, Bree. Morning, Gordy.
We've tracked you down. We found you.
I can't believe you're here. It's amazing.
I'm standing in the exact position where it all happened all those years ago.
Are you really?
I love it.
This is great. This is great. Hey, it was hard to track you down because you don't have a Facebook page. We had to go through the white pages, Ray.
Did you?
Yeah
I actually do have a Facebook page, but I turned it. I turned the privacy features on years ago when all this happened.
Okay. Were you getting too many likes and stuff? Yeah, a bit.
Okay. You should have started a fan page, mate. People love you.
Oh, there's a whole pile of fan pages on Facebook.
Is there?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of them.
What came from the back of it, Ray, after it went to air, and, I mean, you got a lot of attention, did you get any cool offers or...
Did you get invited to any cool parties?
Did you capitalise?
Yeah, I did. Triple M took us to a really cool party.
Okay.
Yeah, we went to that one, and we had numerous interviews, and I think nearly every radio station in Australia would have rung me during that initial 2 weeks after.
Yeah, right.
Has it dried up since, though, Ray?
Well, it has to a certain extent, but it keeps popping up again.
Well, it was on TV recently when they did the recap from the guy in Brisbane, the superhero that...
He chased the guy in his jocks.
Yeah, from the fish and chip shop, and then they played your grab again, and that's what reminded us of the time.
Oh, that guy's a legend.
Yeah, we had to track you down for it.
Yeah, I didn't actually see that one. All I saw was someone posted the interview about me with Sonia Kruger and Richard Wilkins. They just posted a section about me. I didn't realise there was more to it.
Do you still get recognised from it, Ray, when you're doing your shopping and stuff? Do people go,
that's what happens. In the shopping centres, people still recognise me and they come up and say, can I get a photo with you, you know? Yeah,
that's awesome. Hey, Ray, can I ask, when you saw that interview go to air back in the day on A Current Affair, what did you think?
I was really excited about it. And I was really stoked.
What did you think of your impersonation of the dog? I think it was spot on.
It was good. I still laugh at it today.
Did they really come bounding over, Ray?
They did. They certainly did.
How close did they miss you by?
I just made it into the front door in time.
You're a legend, Ray.
He still got it going.
I heard Brendan's listening to this morning.
Who's Brendan?
Brendan's my nephew.
Oh, does he live on the coast?
Yes, and he's always followed the story and been a great supporter all this time.
Oh, that's awesome. Great. Big shout out to Brendan.
Do they still ask you? Now, you've asked us not to ask you to do it, and we respect that, Ray, but do you get asked at Christmas time around the Christmas table to...
Do people ask you out in public?
Old Uncle Ray.
No, very rarely. I don't generally get asked. They generally just like to have a photo taken.
Okay.
And they sort of leave it at that.
Why don't you like doing it? Is it like Justin Bieber playing his song Baby? He's just a bit sick of it now?
Well, it would never come across the same. A reenactment's never going to work.
We like to keep the original in our mind, Ray.
Don't change greatness, Gordy.
It was spontaneous at the time. It just came out.
So it wasn't planned.
You can't recreate it.
No, you were just describing what happened.
It'd never be the same, yeah.
Ray, I got one more question for you. After it happened, what did your wife say?
What did my wife say?
Yeah, she was standing there because in the footage we see her standing
like
there.
Mullet.
She was standing there.
She does look like a stunned mullet. What did she say to you afterwards?
Was she like, "Oh, Ray"?
Yeah, something like that. a lot of people made comments about her reaction during while I was doing it because she just stood there and someone made the point that. When she was asked about it, she was mostly concerned about how her hair looked while it was being filmed.
Hey, Ray, if we came up with a regular segment on our show, maybe once a week or every couple of weeks, would you be interested?
To actually do what?
I don't know. We'll have to come up with some. I just think you're a character. It'd be great. Have you on the phone every now and then?
Oh, man.
Oh, you could ring if you like occasionally, yeah.
No, we'll just call
Ray. We'll just check in.
We'll check in with Ray's World. Maybe we'll get you to, you know, comment on a few topics.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right, there we go.
Do you have
there
to sign go. Up on your property, Ray? Beware of the dog.
No, I haven't got that sign.
Oh, Ray, I look forward to chatting to you again at some point on our show. We'd love to have you back on, but... have a great Christmas and keep an eye out for those dogs that come bounding over, mate.
Look out for them.
Okay, this is Psycho Dog Man signing out.
Perfect, mate.
See you, Razor.
Bree and Gordy on CFM.
Being single, let me tell you one of the worst things about being single. When you want to travel somewhere, you don't have anyone to travel with because usually if it's a friend, they might be busy, they can't get time off work. Yeah. Usually if you're with someone... you can organise together to go overseas.
But how fun is it when you get somewhere, hey? And you're single and you can
there
do
by
what
yourself,
you want.
Yeah.
Go to the bar.
Not that fun. A new website has come out which eliminates that problem. It's called mistravel.com. And essentially, it's setting people up on blind dates from different countries around the world where you can meet in a country that you want to travel to with someone else who wants to travel to.
What do you think about it? What do you think about this idea?
I think... in hindsight, yeah, great idea. Could cause some problems, though. Because imagine you don't know who you're going over there to meet.
Well, that's the thing. It is a long way to go to find out you don't like this person. And it is hard to get out of it when you're in another country.
I know. I read a story about a guy who recently took up the challenge and he signed up to the website, went over to Thailand, met a girl over there who was from America, I think. They met in Thailand because they both wanted to travel there. And he said he knew within the first hour... that they just weren't a match.
Oh, no.
And then they had to spend the next 4 days together.
Had accommodation booked the whole deal.
Well, they weren't staying together. Right. They were staying in separate rooms.
Okay.
But they didn't know anyone else there, so they had to travel around.
Because you hear stories about Tinder dates and stuff where you meet up and you know straight away that that person's not right for you. I mean, can I bring up the time when the funny knee guy? Remember funny knees?
Don't talk about funny knees.
Funny knees.
What about the guy who had the voice that didn't match?
What he looked like? That's another one I haven't heard of. When we lived together, you went and met up with someone out of fun. You said, "I'm just going to test this thing out."
It's when Tinder first took off.
That's right. And you went and met up, and you said his knees freaked you out. What was funny?
I sound horrible.
No, that's a given. Everyone.
He had weird knees.
What was weird about him?
I don't know.
And you just backed out of there.
I can't explain. He looked like kind of an ostrich. Like, that's
poor,
horrible.
Poor guy. Good personality? Oh, didn't even have that. Dodgy knees and personality,
you know,
the poor guy.
I don't know.
Anyway.
But I don't know. I think it's an interesting idea. The top 10 destinations, because you can sign up to the website. Over 500,000 people are on the website, and you can sign up to it and put in where you want to go, and then someone else can match with you if they want to go there as well.
Sure.
The top website, the top destination, yep. Las Vegas.
Oh, Vegas.
Oh, it's good.
That's because what happens there stays there. So if you have a dodgy date, you don't have to tell anyone about it. That's
that
the rules.
Very true.
What else is on the list?
Bali is number 2.
Yep.
London.
Australia, did we make it for any?
We didn't make it.
It is a long way down under to find out.
No one wants to come all this way just to figure out that they don't have a match.
And they don't know much about Australia, so they end up in Canberra. And it's just, it's all downhill for them. For the poor guys.
Bree and Gaundy on CFM.
Look, we have a bit of fun on air, don't we? We have some, you know, great fun on air. But off air, just to let you behind the scenes, it can be a little bit boring, a bit of an office.
Yeah, sometimes.
Situation, you know, we're sitting here, we don't really talk to each other off air.
Yes, we do.
Not all the time, because we talk so much on air that off air we just do our own thing and mind our own business. Is that not true?
I think we're talking most of the time. Someone's talking in here.
Keep it real. Anyway, I like to entertain myself from time to time. And who's your favourite sporting star in the whole world, Bree?
I don't know.
Who's your favourite? Pick one. Just pick one. Who's your favourite?
I don't know. I've got so many.
Pick one. It doesn't really matter. Just pick one.
At the moment, probably Usain Bolt.
Usain Bolt.
Because he done at the last Olympics.
Okay. And if someone told you Usain Bolt sucked,
yeah,
how would you react?
I'd probably be like, well, if you've won consecutive back-to-back gold medals, if that's sucking, then I want to suck.
Anyway, our producer Rach.
That's a grab, isn't it? Of course.
Our producer Rach is a massive Liverpool fan.
Oh, gotcha. I know what this is.
Loves Steven Gerrard, and he announced his retirement last week at the age of 36.
You got to let people know who that is, because a lot of people don't know.
Liverpool legend.
Sorry, Rach.
I mean, not everyone's into the Premier League.
Not everyone's just into the Premier League. Liverpool legend.
Football
legend, thank you.
I mean, people know who he is in England, but probably everywhere else, no one really has heard of
David Beckham, Lionel Messi, all these guys.
Cristiano Ronaldo, yes. All better players.
Steven Gerrard, who cares about that guy?
Are you done yet?
No, I'm not done because I got the audio from the other day. Where
I love how you already know what's coming, Rach, and yet we still get the rise out of you.
It's so good. It's so good. So he announced his retirement. Rach is all emotional. And then I thought I'd tell Rachel that Steven Gerrard sucks. And Bree, you're the mediator in this, so
I don't like when you stir Rachel up off
air. It's a bit of fun.
And we can't exploit it for on-air purposes.
But we can right now, because here's the audio from the other day. Steven Gerrard's a s*** player, I reckon.
Are you trying to piss me off?
He's not that good, is he?
Are you seriously trying to piss me off today?
He's a bit overrated. He's pretty overrated.
You're a joke, right? You're joking.
Steven Gerrard?
You are joking.
Name one good thing that he's done.
He single-handedly led Liverpool to a Champions League victory in 2005 and single-handedly led us to an FA Cup final victory in 2006. He's been with one club his whole entire career. He's captained England more times than I can count.
Yeah, but you need teammates to get there. You can't just
talk about it. Yeah, true, but as a player himself, and he's an absolute legend. Right. Off the pitch.
Right. Right. Give him what he wants.
He sucks. Liverpool's as well.
What did I do to you? Honestly. What did I do to you? Jesus.
You are so easy. Listen to how worked up you get.
Let's be real, though. Steven Gerrard, amazing player.
Is he?
Yeah, the team that really sucks, though, is Manly. God, they suck.
God.
Oh, how much of a sucky season did Manly have?
Yeah, they had a bad season.
Manly, Liverpool.
Liverpool, they all suck.
Any other teams you like? Any other teams?
You know who else I want to have a swipe at?
Who?
Sharks. They suck. Just sharks, the animal.
Just
in
sharks
general.
In general. Rach is slowly learning her lesson not to say a word.
Are you holding it together? Got anything to say?
Letting it slide.
I love all the facts you rattle off. Oh, now she's given us the Yammo wind-up.
Time calls.
Oh, she's given us the Yammo boss wind-up.
Do we have to wrap it up, Rach?
Fine, I will.
Bree and Gondi on CFM.
Terrigal's biggest Christmas party. It happens on Friday night, and it's at Crown Plaza Terrigal, which is going to be a great night.
It's going to be a ripper.
It's going to be a good one. Looking forward to it. Drinks, food, live music, the whole deal. We're hosting it. You can still get tickets for your workplace if you'd like to. You can do that at Crown Plaza Terrigal.
Maybe you forgot to organise a Christmas party and then just palm it off and say, no, I had this planned the whole time. And it'll be an amazing one.
Perfect.
Because Crown have done all the organising, Crown
all
Plaza.
All the work for you. What's the story you were going to tell us about someone we know? Christmas party regret.
I'm going to change her name just to be nice. Let's say her name was Sarah. Sarah at work Christmas party, a place where you and I used to work together. And everyone was having a good time and it was all nice. And it was the serious part of the night where they did speeches, like a couple of speeches. And one of the shows that was on the air at the time got up to do a speech.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about now.
And Sarah down the back, who had a few vinos, she had a couple of drinks, yells out, "We all know you suck."
Isn't it funny?
The
honest reviews.
No, like silence. Everyone just went silent. And then she was trying to hit on the CEO.
That's right, got kicked out.
Tried to hit on the CEO at the bar, and he said, it's time to go home.
It's time to go
home.
Put
her in a cab and said, don't come back.
Chaperoned. Yeah. Is that the same Christmas party with the Chase and Daisy incident?
Nah, different one.
Where?
No, that's not
he made
right,
out
no.
with Daisy.
No,
had a
can
little.
You stop changing the story.
Had a little yak in the bathroom, and then you made out with him.
Is that the one where you hooked up with six girls? Oh, is that the one where you hooked up with a girl from our workplace in the toilets?
Probably.
See? If you change a story, I'll make up stories as well. And then we're like, where's Gondi? And everyone's like, oh, he's in the bathroom.
Killing it with the ladies. He's killing it.
With that girl from admin.
Let's go to Laura in Gosford.
True story.
Laura, morning.
Morning.
How you going? What's your Christmas party regret?
I had a little bit too much to drink and I was standing in line for the punch and I spewed all over my dress and had to leave home early.
It's always the way. You just need to take it easy at these things.
And probably if you've already had too much to drink, don't drink the punch. It's got bits in it that you
know. And how was it at work when you went back? It's shameful.
It was pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, it's shameful, isn't it?
Oh, no,
we've got
Laura.
Some good calls this morning. Let's go to Liam.
She got a raise after that.
Morning, Liam.
Morning, Liam.
Hello, mate.
Morning, mate.
What's your story from your Christmas party?
Oh, decide that I arrived at the Christmas party late. We're having a couple of drinks down the old Hawkesbury River and decided I was going to try and outdrink my tradies, which I attempted to. And then I wake up in my undies. Along beside the boat ramp, covered around by a bunch of tradies. I had no idea. It was big regret, just covered in puke.
Oh, mate.
Liam.
Come on.
But it was worth it.
It was worth it. Let's go to Yui in Terrigal. Morning, Yui.
Morning.
Morning. How you doing?
Good, mate. Good. What's your regret? It's like a pre-regret.
I wish I had a regret. I'm just regretting that I will miss out on my Christmas party this year. I just moved to Central Coast, so the party is on Sunday in Sydney, and there's no way I can make it and be back at work.
Why can't you make it, mate?
Oh, we're working on Monday, so that will mean spending the night in Sydney, which is going to be a pain for me. So
why is your workplace having it in Sydney? Why are they having it on the coast?
Oh, I actually moved from Sydney to the Central Coast. So my work is still in Sydney. And, yeah, so normally it's on the weekend, but this year they decided to have it on a Sunday.
You just need to get to the chopper and get to the party.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a bit of a pain.
So you are Christmas party-less this year.
So you need a Christmas party to go to.
I work for a Christmas party. That's why I go to work. It's the end year end Christmas party.
That's the only what. Never mind the reason he goes to work.
What about this Friday night, Brie? What do you reckon? Friday night.
Do you want to come to our Christmas party at Crown Plaza in Terrigal?
I would love to. I would love to.
No work on a Saturday, Yui.
Yeah,
hey,
Yui.
No work on a Saturday.
I'm not going to work. Thank you.
Oh, look at that. All right, come along to our Christmas party Friday night. Couple of tickets coming your way, so. We'd love
Thank
to.
You
we
very
can't
much.
Not let you not have a Christmas party. That's
that would be a disaster.
It is a disaster. So we'll see you there, mate.
Really Come. Would be.
You'll be back for sure. Oh. Terrigal's biggest Christmas party, December 2nd, hosted by CFM's Brian Gorney. That's us, Bree. Get your tickets now. Crown Plaza, Terrigal. You can still buy some tickets. More to go tomorrow on the show.
Get to the chopper.
Here at 6:45.
Bree and Gorney on CFM.
I want to put you to the test right now.
Yes.
I'm going to say a word, and you say the first thing that comes to mind. Ready?
Yeah.
Marriage.
Happening soon.
Because you are getting married soon.
Engaged. Yep.
I hope you're not like this guy from Britain.
You got to get that first one out of the way, Brie.
And then after that, it's smooth sailing on to the next and then the one after.
Then the next.
This guy is being named Britain's most married man.
How many times?
He's set to walk down the aisle later this year. Guess what number it is?
16.
Marriage number 9.
Oh, 9. Good effort. Well done.
Pretty well done. His name's Ron Shepherd.
Surely if you're the 8th or 9th wife, you're going, I don't know if this one's going to work out.
Well, let me give you a few details of the story okay. And you can make your own assumptions sure. about old Ron here.
Yeah.
So Ron, he's marrying 26-year-old from the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
He's still married to his current wife, who's from Thailand.
Of course he is.
There's a 42-year-old age gap.
42.
So...
How old's he?
So he'd be, what, 60-something?
Has he got some cash or what?
He doesn't. They're living on, like, the first, like, a little apartment. That's what I thought. But apparently Ron said he'll dish out green cards when people need them.
Oh, that's what we need.
He said that's he's what... 68. He's 68-year-old Ron Shepherd.
That's what people need in a great marriage, just a green card.
I know.
That's all you got to do
I
it
know.
For.
Yeah. But she said she's not in it for the green card. She's in it to give her daughter a better life, she said.
Well, you know.
They met 11 months ago and... they're getting married, so good for those guys.
And everything tracking well over that 11 months?
Oh, everything's smooth sailing. The 42-year age gap's no problem. I want to ask right now on 13, 12, 16, do you think you're the most married person on the coast or do you know someone who you think has been married the most times?
I think we could hit 3. I reckon we might get 3 marriages.
We might get a Ross and Rachel situation.
Well, what happened there?
He got married 3 times.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Didn't know that. 13, 12, 16 for the most married person on the coast. But, pushing after 3, I can't think of anyone that's been married more than 3 times.
Yeah, can you think of anyone that you know?
No one.
3's a good effort. Especially if you're not a celebrity. Like, celebrities,
I think
it doesn't apply to them.
I think after the 3rd time, I'm done. Like, I think after 3, you go, this just isn't for me for whatever reason.
Really?
I can't work it out. Maybe it's me.
What
Most
if you met a
not.
Really nice girl from the Philippines?
On the 4th time that wanted a green card?
Yeah.
Well, I have to consider that, wouldn't I?
Look,
13, 12, 16, how many times? We might
how
get one.
How many times? Have you been married twice? That might win you these tickets.
Bree and Gorney on CFM.
There's a lot to this story as I read the information.
There's so much to it. I can't wrap my head around it.
It involves the cafe in Terrigal at the Surf Lifesaving Club there, but it also involves Penelope Beveridge, who joins us on the show right now. Morning, Penelope.
Morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so just to get everyone across this story, rather than us trying to recap the information, what's your side of the story?
Well, my father and my husband and I went to Terrigal Beach. It was a lovely sunny day. My father is a gentleman that's fiercely independent and he was happy to go for a stroll along the esplanade. He has a walker, he has a concentrator, and part of that is exercise that he does. And if he goes to the beach, which is not often, it's possibly monthly, he likes to then go to the Terrigal Cafe and have coffee, and he generally has a couple of coffees there.
That's his favourite spot.
That was his favourite spot because he felt he was part of the atmosphere there. There was a young boy playing a trumpet. He was busking. My dad first was sitting under the tree, and then that's when we actually left him, when he was sitting under the tree busking, and he said, "Yeah, go on, you guys, you go for your walk. I'm going for a walk." And when we got back, he was actually sitting in the cafe, and he said, "Oh, he's just ordered his second coffee. Do you want to go home now, or do you want a coffee?" We all decided, well, let's get the takeaway coffee and go home. And as I walked to the car park with my dad, and my husband went to get the car because it's Sunday, the car was parked further away than we wanted Dad to walk. That's when the owner came out and pulled me aside and said, and pointed at Dad and said, "You two don't have coffee here. You just leave me. This is not a respite centre. He's upsetting my staff. My staff feel sorry for him." And pointed at Dad and said, "Don't bring him back." And that's where I just was gobsmacked. Actually, I went silent.
Mm.
And when my dad got in the car, that's when I went back into the cafe and asked the owner to come out and speak with me.
All right. Well, this is one side of the story, of course, and we have to say
and
to
you. And you put a post on Facebook, Penelope, and that post has gone viral, and a couple of news websites has picked it up.
Most unexpected. Yep. I came back from the cafe and put that post up because I really feel that my father was discriminated with age. I think there's a lot of ageism in Australia, and it's a huge, it's prevalent. It's a common problem. Why the owner would even time the fact that my father was sitting there for a certain amount of time, mm-hmm. which I didn't time how long we went, and it doesn't take that long to walk our dog along Terrigal Beach.
Yeah.
And there was other people sitting in the cafe with newspaper, with books, in conversation. Did he time all those people? No, I don't think so. My father was quite a regular there. We had frequent cafe cards. We went there quite daily in the morning to take my dog for a walk. So the owner actually knew us, and he knew exactly what our order would be. So I don't know why within the last 12 months, if he really was concerned about my father's health, which is
because
ridiculous.
He's saying, the owner's saying that your father needs a carer and he shouldn't be left on his own. Is that right?
Well, that's a common misconception with older people. He told my father he should be at home, which is, that's terrible. And this is where me personally, I felt that that's totally unjust. And that's a typical, that's where people need to be educated, that older people don't need to be left at home. Older people need a level of independence. If my father decided to walk into that cafe and purchase a coffee, he has every much right as anyone else in the community. I mean, he's part of the mix of our community. He's older people, disadvantaged, aged.
Everyone's situation is different, I guess, and you don't really know someone's situation unless you're really close to it.
We've also put the call out to the cafe to have them on our show.
For their side of the story.
Because
there is two sides of every story.
So this is one alleged side. Yep.
I agree. The person that really should be allowed to speak with about all this is my father. And my father has adamantly denied that the cafe needed to care for him. He's very up. That has upset him a lot.
So what would you like to see done, Penelope, off the back of this?
Personally, I mean, he's been banned, so there's nothing we can do about that. My only, where I would like to see change is change in people's attitude to our elderly. Our elderly, and there's a lot of young people that require aids. There's a lot of young people out there with concentrators.
Yep.
Those people should not be discriminated just because they don't look the same as the stereotyping that once you're old, you're frail, and you should. People wrote to me and said my father could have had a heart attack. Well, chronic disease unfortunately affects at any age. People can have a heart attack at any age with chronic disease. That's not because of age. And this is where people do need re-educating, and that's why I became quite passionate about the subject. I don't want to go into he said, she said. We were both upset. And if his perception that my father was frail and he was concerned, well, I appreciate that. And if he came to me and said, look, your dad didn't look well today.
So maybe it could have been handled in another way is what you're saying.
Totally
so,
different.
Okay.
Different
way.
Well, yes. And I've read it's a very long Facebook status that they've posted on their cafe Facebook page, and we can't read the whole thing out, but it is a lot of information from their side as well.
There's bits and pieces coming from each side, but I think the main thing to come out of all this, in my opinion, is just awareness.
Yeah.
Have awareness about the people around you, and I mean the older community in general.
Penelope, we appreciate you taking the time to tell your side of the story, and hopefully you can get your message across if that's what you're trying to do out of this situation.
Well, my message is that we as a community have to allow our aged people to remain engaged and active and connected, and there's been enormous support that has people coming back to me on Facebook and supporting me, a support that I was never anticipating. I never expected this to go viral. We live with my father. We are here so he can have that level of independence and that he can continue on being a dignified, respected member of the community for a long, long time. And I truly hope that anyone else that's going through this type of hurtful attitude from others, I hope that people realise that, you know, older people out there, they may look frail, but their minds are still very active, and that they want to be part of the community just the same as anybody else.
And we appreciate you for joining us here at CFM this morning. Still looking for a comment for both sides of the story from the cafe owner.
Exactly. We're not just taking one side of the story this morning, but
we have tried to get in contact, but nothing as of yet.
And we'll keep our line open too.
We shall.
Get in touch with us, 13 12 16, or hit us up on the Facebook page.
Bree and Gondi on CFM.